Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice to naughty hit.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, calling a spade, pulling back that curtain. No fake news here. Your humble correspondent, Eric Andrew Sinati. Eric A. Sinati, who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone. Yet another episode. We're on 7 days a week, prime time. Thousands of stations, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes, every podcast platform. We're everywhere. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but today is a double extra special episode.
Oh, a double extra special.
Because, number one, we have some people listening. We were talking about the upcoming benefit concert that we will be hosting and streaming through our networks of iHeartRadio and also the TV streaming. So the concert will be available both in your listening in your car, plus it'll be in the podcast platform, and it'll be viewable, and there'll be free tickets that we'll be giving out. And one, we have communicated with freestyle singer Raquel. Straight out of Staten Island. I hope folks, you remember her. She is fabulous. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice, beautiful woman, beautiful person. Raquel, I know you're paying attention right now, and you're with your agent. You and I met Arthur Kill in Staten Island way back in the day. Remember this, Foch. But anyway, we're going to have you here on iHeart and part of this concert. And Miss Bianca here is an artiste. She hails from New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
Yes, Bianca C, that's me.
There you are. So firstly, if you need to get at the show about any questions about tickets for the upcoming event, if you have any nonprofit or things you want us to look at for donation purposes, etc., it's on the ticker below, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com or Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. And if they want to text,
well, you could text us at 917-877-0171.
Outstanding. So before I get into the rhetoric, because yes, we know that there was a presidential debate yesterday. But because we have a few people watching about this concert, you're going to sing a couple songs, one of which is Raquel's song.
Yes.
But I do want to give a caveat because I know that you just really learned it.
I just did.
So you'll guys, Raquel and the team, you'll see some real skill here because she didn't have it memorized like that.
Yeah, you know, it's been part of my jam.
Everybody loved the song,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, but I haven't
when
paid
I'm
attention.
When I'm gone.
Yeah.
I like that song too,
and
yeah.
And it's funny because I haven't paid attention to the lyrics, but I know the melody and
I'm always playing
know, the,
it,
the
yeah.
beats of the music. So I'm like, that's my jam, especially down the shore. And,
yes, Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore.
Yes. So I used to always listen to it with my sister too.
And then you had a relationship with Crystal Waters, which is a freestyle person.
Yes.
You performed with her.
Yes, I have. So, I opened up for her.
So Raquel, it's a treat. You're going to hear this. Hopefully you like it. And then you're going to provide another song directly for them that you really, you do more often so they can see the vocal range of what you're doing.
Yeah, I decided to sing the other song too because it's been like a lot of requests from people.
We get a lot of emails and requests.
So like,
yeah.
I never get tired of singing it.
And we're launching several more shows. So there's some big news. We got a streaming service coming out and we have several more shows and another radio station is coming online. With a 24-hour cycle. So, there's so much stuff going on. So, production, let's go to Bianca
cool
Cam.
And exciting to do.
Bianca Cam, and you are going to do In a Dream, right?
Yes, In a Dream. All right, let's do this.
I don't have my earpiece. Oh, man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put both of my earpieces on.
Yeah, I like to hear it with really the earpiece. Give it to them. Good. Raquel, pay attention.
Right.
Don't worry. She's not going to try to come and steal your thunder on stage, I promise.
Yeah. I hope it's to your worthy. So here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Miss Bianca. I'm not even switching off of Bianca Cam. That was great. That was really great. I hope that they liked it. I saw some messages coming in here. Ooh. And I'm going to, because you know, people want to hear about the presidential analysis, but we have plenty of time. So we're going to give you a few songs.
Oh, okay.
So what is another one that your vocal, good vocal range?
Well, since, like I said, what I was telling everyone here, a lot of requests about this song. It's from The Greatest Showman, Never Enough.
The Greatest Showman, Never Enough. And when people might see this on YouTube or Facebook for clips, I always put it out there because I'm getting tired of the AI doing copyright infringements that they only have to take back later. We're a radio station and fully licensed.
We're syndicated.
We can syndicate a radio station nationwide in 54 countries. We can play whatever we like. Okay, Miss Bianca, do what you gotta do.
All right, here we go. I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. You set up a dream in me, getting loud. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Tower of gold is still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough.
Miss Bianca, I don't know. Don't switch it off, Bianca Cam. I'm sandbagging you.
Oh.
What other song do you want to kill right now?
Oh, wow.
We're getting messages in here and stuff. So what can you hit hard?
Oh, let me see. Give me a moment.
Because I know that the audience is so excited to hear me talk about the presidential debate. I'm sure they wouldn't mind the lovely angelic voice of Miss Bianca C for a few minutes. So
you know what? I'll do Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing.
Yeah. Is that the strongest one you got?
Yeah, that's one of the strongest.
What about the Lady Gaga one with Bradley Cooper?
I think that
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, no? Really? That, I don't know. I don't. I mean, oh, they're all great. I mean, whatever. You I have both of them. But it's my show. My show. We can do it. You can have both.
Okay.
My show. There it is.
All right. Let me see.
You can do whatever you like. You just tell me, and I point to production, and they're giving me the finger because they don't even know the songs you're picking.
All right. I'm talking to production right now.
Yeah, they're giving me the finger on the other side. That's why we have to have one camera, because they're giving me, they're getting nasty with me.
Yeah. This one.
That one. All right. All right. So.
All right. I'll be singing I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, another Jersey girl.
Yeah.
All right. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay. Don't walk away from me.
Miss Bianca. I'm still going to sandbag you. So while we're talking here, because you don't know it, pick another song. What would you like to do? I feel like, you know, I feel like it's my show and I can do what I want. And I'm producer and whatever, so I decide. And secondly, I feel like the world probably doesn't need a whole hour on more presidential stuff. So maybe a little uplifting fun, something fun.
See.
Oh, then you do Tiffany, right?
Well, actually, Debbie Gibson.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, have all some right, fun here. Some sample for our what we're trying to do. Actually, I want to try to get New Kids on the Block, too. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah. Right? Especially, I want to definitely meet Jordan.
Jordan? All right. No, whatever. Okay. So then, Christina Aguilera, you're invited, too.
It always gets my husband.
Yeah. All right. Do your thing, Miss Bianca.
All right.
I'm going to sandbag you even more.
Oh, really?
I'm going to sandbag you even more. That production left the stupid button.
Oh,
on.
I know.
Anyway, so I have two I want you to do, and then I'm going to get it back into the presidential stuff, because we have quite a crowd of people that have been following in now.
Okay.
Could you do, and it goes along with this, Tiffany, the Not Alone Now, the other one?
Oh, let's see.
That you've been, you were looking at?
let's see. Let me see.
And then the second one, I'm going to get you prepared. I want you to want you to do the Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper. Will you do both him and her?
Yeah. You're sandbagging me right now.
Well, I'm giving one to you. Do really good. I mean, you're really, really good. So.
All right.
It's a little change on the show, you know. it could have been. Yeah, there it is. And now, Tiffany, if you're listening, we want to get you at this concert, too.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be the first time I'm going to be singing this one. So.
Well, I've heard you practice it in the
The syllables and the melody. Well,
Tiffany, this is for you. All right. Do your thing.
Hopefully this is a good one. The flowers you gave me are just about to die. When I think about could have been, makes me want to cry. The sweet words you whisper, didn't mean a thing. I guess it's
Now, I thought you were going to do the little, doesn't she do a hand thing when she sings?
Oh, yeah, but that's what the upbeat means.
Oh, well, I was thinking you might do that. So
found it.
There it is, yeah. So I got one more, I think, and I'm going to let you choose, but I was thinking either Lady Gaga or Jennifer Hudson. And then I really actually have to. Well, but honestly, I got to be honest with you. You know, since I do the show every day and I have multiple other things I'm doing, I much prefer sitting here working for you. So what
this
song
is so
you gonna?
Unusual, because I'm the one that's always or right. listening to you. And
well, that's
to
the
see
privilege
if I agree
of
with you or not.
That's the privilege of being the host and the producer of the show. I just
oh, it's your show.
Yeah, I that's it. You know, I override the controls. So, yeah. So pick something really good. I really, and I think it's good for everybody because, you know, people are so tired of hearing about some of this news.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but I'm really excited about this benefit concert. Now you hail, you did stuff at New Jersey Performing Arts.
I have.
Right.
Yes.
You played in what, you did some plays
well,
there.
I've been in a couple of things in New Jersey Performance Arts Center. They call it NJPAC.
Yeah. You're like original.
It's been a while.
You're original. Like, yeah. You're original.
Yeah. I mean, like when they first like really opened.
And you did
up,
some summer stock trainings.
A couple of years after when they opened.
And you did some singing summer stock.
Yes.
And didn't you work
yes.
with 45 King?
I did Jazz for Teens.
And you worked with 45 King.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I've worked with 45 King.
Who's
Mark
a good
James.
Friend of yours, unfortunately passed
he,
away,
yes,
I remember.
Yes, he was a good friend. He was a
I
family
did have the
friend.
Opportunity to, for you to introduce me to him. That's
yeah,
why I'm bringing
yeah,
him up.
He's yeah. a good guy, you know. He was down to earth and, you know, like I said, he was a really great guy. And,
right.
you
yeah.
know, he wanted the best for me. And I was supposed to do like a remake with him of
right.
Xanadu.
I remember you guys talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, but
I really wanted to meet him.
Yeah, I mean, but then, like, you know, there was supposed to be, like, a guy that played the piano and stuff, and something happened, and then we all lost in touch, and then, yeah, like, you know, he's been doing his projects as well, and, yeah, but I've always, like, gone over and visited him all the time, so.
Now, these songs that you did, you do have personal connections to these artists.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any particular story on any one of them that reminds you of a time? I know you were talking with your sister about these songs that you like.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, Olivia Newton-John, she was really my inspiration.
But I mean, are these ones here we're talking about? Because I know these, that's what you were talking about yesterday.
Oh, like Raquel and Tiffany.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I, like I said, like it just triggers good memories.
It really does.
It really
Debbie
does.
Gibson and all that. It's
yeah.
all great stuff.
And I love it. You know, it's a
they are true artists.
Yeah.
They have vocals like nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really
there
wish
was no AI back then.
Right, and you know, I know that a couple of them are listening now, and I know that the others will hear after. You guys are really pivotally, you know, pioneers, and. You really performed great music, and I hope that you can start something new again. Like when Raquel came out, I was so amped because I was a Judy Torres person and George Lamond, Johnny O, Little Susie, all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And then she brought it back, Raquel, bringing back freestyle, and she ripped it up.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so what are you going to do now? What are you going to give?
Well, you know, there was a request of. From the audience, the live audience.
Yes.
Just, it's called Lady Gaga, Shallow.
Oh, you're going to do the Bradley Cooper. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, if you're out there, get your stuff organized. So you're, don't blow out your speakers with her voice. All right, so what's production, we're going to cue this up because I'm going to override them and give it anyway.
All right.
Bianca C.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this bottom world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. At times I find myself longing for a change. In all the bad times I feel myself. Something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it
so hardcore, I'm falling. And all the good times I find myself longing for a change. And on the bad times I fear myself. I'm on the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never make the ground. Crash to the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the
Okay, that was amazing.
Thank you.
That would get, that's interesting because you did both. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring it back to the show cam, right? But it's not over for you. Yes. We're gonna have you back in to do a little bit more. Because I just think you need that opportunity and that you deserve it. So anyway, folks, so yesterday we had the presidential election. Yes. Election. I keep saying election. Oh my God. The presidential debates.
Yeah.
Which is very, very kind of historic, folks, in the aspect that this time the debates were two presidents against each other at once, which doesn't normally happen.
That never happens.
Yeah, because you normally have either two brand new people. Like after President Obama did his 8 years, then they had two fresh faces, right,
mm-hmm.
for the first time to win, or you have like President Biden running for re-election against a newcomer.
Right.
But no, now you have a current seated president running against a former president, so it's really very interesting. So we're going to talk about it a little bit. I know that everybody doesn't want to talk too much about it. That's why we allowed them to be graced with your angelic voice for a little bit.
Yeah.
And this charity, concert is very important, I think.
Used to see in my house, I was very I was very patriotic, so I put all my house lights into red and blue, like they were changing. So it felt like the atmosphere was really nice,
right.
Just to watch them. I'm like, oh, I felt like I was there.
No, you know what? I've actually been in those before. I've been, invited, and I sat in a couple of them, and they're a good time. But this one didn't have a live audience.
Well, I believe it was. I think they came out right after.
There was no audience in the place. Basically, it was hosted by CNN.
Oh.
And there was no audience.
Yeah, I knew that, but...
I want to tip my hat. Hello, Governor. I want to tip my hat to CNN because they did a good job. Some had expected, not me, but mm-hmm. some had expected that there might be a little bit of favoritism towards President Biden, some anti-Trump stuff, but mm-hmm. really that was not the case. There were a few times, in my opinion, folks, that when President Biden did seem to get confused and muddle his words, that the moderators did kind of cut him off, which I think is fine. I think that the electorate, the voters, mm-hmm. know what where we stand with him and the president. But I think the less that other countries that are watching internationally need to see stuff. So I think I was okay with that. I know I'm going to get botted and trolled because I said something nice about CNN and whatever, but it's the truth. Bottom line, this is very significant for our nation and the future of our nation.
It's so hard to believe either side because I'd never know really what the facts were of like who said what.
Right. And you know what? That's what I wanted to say too. But moving into, I have to start my, Sonati has to give his quote.
Okay, what's the quote?
It's going to be from Abraham Lincoln, my guy here, right?
Honest Abe, okay.
Right. So,
that's your guy.
Honest Abe says, the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Whoa.
The best way to predict the future, folks, is to create it. Not to Google people's past and assume that they are what you read, because half the time it's not real. Mm-hmm. And people evolve. People change over the years.
Absolutely.
So if you really, the best predictor of what the future is what you, me, and everybody else are going to create to be the future. So that was a great one from Abraham Lincoln.
It makes me think like, you know, don't look back because
you're not going that way.
You're not going that
right,
way.
Right. That's and it is a great quote. And, you know, my mom used that one with me several times.
Yeah.
And I think it is a good quote because you're not going back, but never forget where you came from. And you need Absolutely. To know the trials and tribulations, the resiliency, the charisma that you had to get through certain experiences. And those of us in public life experience it even more. We have things done to us that are out of our control, false accusations, lies, et cetera.
Right.
So you do need to look back to remember where you came from to be happy where you are now. But other than that, right. I agree with you. Look, you're not going that way. You're going forward.
That's right.
So
what Sly would say.
Sly. Sylvester
hit
Stallone.
Down, you got to get back up.
You got to get back
and that's
up.
That's it.
No matter how hard life hits you, you just got to keep coming.
That's right.
Sly, we want you on here. And I'm still waiting the response to the email with regard to the potential role that I might be able to have on Tulsa King. I responded to the email like 4 months ago and haven't heard back yet. So the debate was yesterday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, conducted by CNN. Mm-hmm. And it was in Georgia, which is a significant state for the president. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash were the moderators. And hats off. I believe they did a good job.
Yeah.
It was viewed all over the world. It was viewed in Spanish. It was viewed on TV, streaming networks. So it was good. So my opinion was that they asked very substantive questions. I believe that they asked questions that were relevant to what we needed to know. We didn't hear all about indictments. There was a little bit of back and forth.
He did mention a little bit because
I wouldn't have personally brought up the felony.
Not the questionnaires, but like, you know. Biden
no, but I'm saying like President Biden mentioned Trump about his felony case.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, folks, these are white collar felonies and they would never have been a felony but for them being part of another crime. But Alvin Bragg doesn't have to tell you what that other crime is. So I suspect my humble legal opinion mm-hmm. is that this case will get overturned. And also, folks, I want to let you know that he is not a convicted felon yet.
Right.
Fact. Did you know that? It has to wait until it gets entered in to the
Isn't it like innocent before?
No. They went through the trial. Yes, their conviction happened, but it was never, the courts never entered it in yet. There's been no sentencing date. And it's never entered in. So technically, it's there. Yes, we know that the jury voted, but he is not. On paper, President Trump is not a convicted felon. Okay? Yet. Maybe so. I suspect there's going to be an appeal and an overturn. I suspect that this judge is going to realize that he had a lot of issues with when they call charging the jury,
mm-hmm.
Giving jury instructions and and this gag order telling him he can't, he couldn't speak. I mean, all right, I don't want to get all into that. So, but it's not, we dissected the legal case another day. But what it is Georgia was a big state for the 2020 election. We know that he had some cases there for voter interference or whatever. And it is a battleground state in 2024 that he, either one of them need to win. Trump did get some indictment in Georgia for attempting to overturn election results. But I am gonna put out another caveat, folks.
What's that?
Regardless of these charges, convictions or not, entered into the system, whatever it is, if he wins the vote, he wins the Electoral College, and he wins the presidency in November, he will take office January 20th, regardless of these convictions. So this does not play any factor into his ability to serve as president. I want to be clear, because they may not tell you that, other stations, and here we pull back that curtain, call a spade a spade. That you can have criminal charges and still work for the government. So there's no reason. It depends on the nature of the charges, if they were violent, and if they affect the position for which you're going to hold, of which none do. So he could subsequently win, go into office, and pardon himself. Not let these felony things. And let's remember that Hunter Biden has a felony convictions going on with him too, and he's got potential tax evasion and corruption coming up in September, which President Biden stands a very good chance of being implicated in that case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of legal pundits and scholars are saying that we all think, myself included, that there's going to be a plea deal on that case to avoid a trial. So this way the president doesn't get roped into it. That's Sanati's humble opinion and vote on that.
We'll see what happens.
But on the stage, it was only President Trump and President Biden, which is interesting, which is a good follow-up. I did communicate yesterday with Robert F. Kennedy's campaign Robert F. Kennedy. So we are in process of scheduling Robert F. Kennedy to come on the show for an interview. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd mention that, because on the debate stage yesterday was only President Trump and President Biden. But there is RFK is in the election. So at some point, if he's reading the poll numbers where he's supposed to be, he should be allowed on the stage. It did happen in 1991 with Ross Perot and Bush and Clinton. So they did have a third party up there who got to make it onto the stage because he had enough percentage. I suspect RFK will be up there at some point. And I'm very excited to have him coming on the show. I extend invitation. Obviously, President Trump has already been notified about his invitation to the show. And I'm extending an invitation to you, President Biden, if you'd like to come on, or if you'd like to send a spokesperson onto the show, reach out to the show. We would be happy to talk. We don't sandbag anybody here. We're fair, equal. And if anybody's interview, RFK included, requires more than the hour of the allotted radio time, we can do segment 1, 2, and 3. That's not a problem. I'm very fair with that. No sandbag questions, none of that stuff. So the debate, there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party, and I'm not, you know, picking sides here, but there's a lot of people saying it's time to pull out. Now, let me explain another little interesting factoid for those of you like Jane Q. Public that may not know. Yes, Biden is the candidate for the Democrats, right?
Yes.
But he's won the primary elections, but the convention is when you're nominated by your nominees in the electorates in the convention. Okay. Having served on committee in the Republican Party, I cast a ballot, and that's what happens. Oh. So those people cast ballots based on who has won the primary. But it doesn't mean they have to go that route. So Biden can be essentially removed from the ticket in the convention. Pay attention to that, folks, because that might be the big bait and switch. Either he steps down for family issues or whatever, or the electorates just say, hey, enough is enough, and they put forward somebody else. For whatever reason, it's not RFK, and I don't understand why. I think that they're biting themselves in the foot because he's going to take a significant amount of votes from President Biden, but I do believe he will take some votes from President Trump too. But
possibly.
Yes. But we're excited to have him on the show, and the invite's welcome to the rest of the people as well as I'm announced. So, you know, there was some good questions. There was some stumbling. You know, we don't purport on this show word of the day going on about bad mouthing. You know, I felt that it was not the most exciting debate I've ever seen. And I have to be honest, folks. I really did enjoy the 2016 primary debates with the 13 people on there and President Trump. It was just pretty amazing. It was great. It was great TV. It was fun. you know, him and Clinton going out. I mean, it was just fabulous.
Yeah.
It was like a
boxing match.
It was like Big Brother. Like, ding, ding. Right? It was like here we go for Mike Sorrentino out there. It was like an episode of Jersey Shore. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get. But anyway, I found it to be a little, I was expecting that, but I was also glad that President Trump did not come in and attack President Biden. I was kind of glad not to see that.
Well, he didn't attack as much as
he did say
something about the stumbling.
Well, he attacked back from when I recall, and you watched it too.
Well, so, yeah.
He attacked because the
fact that it was some even amount of attack.
There was some remarks made first. Antagonistic remarks made by President Biden, yeah. Which is fine because it's a debate. But I think he opened the door to cover up
just in case if he couldn't say something, you know, that
right.
He could, like, to be honest, it's like filibustering, you know?
Well, the big thing is...
Going around was some, the question just in case.
Yeah, right, he did. Know, like, you know what he did? I reminded me as a professor and having, you know, got multiple degrees and taking classes and teaching them. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the Blue Book essays when you have to write your essay exam and you don't know the answer. Sorry, Professor Dershowitz, and you just write away and write, and I'm through two or three blue books, and I really don't know the answer to the question, but I do know two or three aspects of it, so I'm going to write a whole lot about what I know, so this way I gave you more.
Dershowitz is going to go back and see if he actually did that.
I brought a blue book in from there.
You have.
And I showed the notes. Start thinking like a lawyer. Yeah. But anyway, you know, but as
start
a professor too,
like a
yeah, start thinking like a lawyer. And then I had to get the book, Think Like a Lawyer. But anyway, you know, what's interesting is that I get that with my students too.
Yeah.
I've had some great students over the years.
Well, they do that because I know, you know, they like you. So that, like, they want you to achieve better than you.
I like that they like me.
Once they're tougher on you, that's because
not,
they like you.
I sometimes people think that I'm like, I'm a mean person, but I'm actually.
You're a teddy bear.
I'm a really nice person. And I've only failed one student ever. Ever.
Ever?
Ever. And I gave him every opportunity to not fail. I really did.
You
and I
gave
even,
that person.
Yes. And I went to my department chair, which is the boss of my department and criminal justice department. And I said, what do I do? Can I help him to get him through? And
can you help the person?
I tried, but
can't reveal the person.
I'm not saying the name. And this was a while ago. I didn't even say which university. I taught at several.
Uh-huh.
But he did. And no matter what, he still didn't do the work. And I was forced to fail him, and it hurt me. I did not like to do it.
That's sad.
You know, and I did get in trouble once from one of my bosses for giving out too many A's. Now, I feel, and I'm just going to just leave the caveat there and move on. I feel
you're
that
too nice.
I give an A. Everybody comes into my class with an A. And you lose points from there.
Okay.
Because I believe, I don't know anything
about you. Everybody gets an A for today.
Well, no.
But it's your job to keep that.
That's it. I don't know any, even if I know them, I pretend I don't know them. I try to start with a fresh face, but I don't know you. So I have to assume you're in a university, and these were good universities I taught at. So like they got in, and they obviously can perform. Mm-hmm. So I got to give them that opportunity. And then if they ruin it on their own, they ruin it on their own. Then I don't feel any guilt, you know, but that's how I did. You know, I felt. And I also, I got to be honest, I've only failed one course in my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't
and I shouldn't have failed. And I argued that forever because I was deployed with the military and they and I had sent the from all the work to the professor. And well, I won't even mention the dean. The dean, it, whatever.
I think my flaw
but
was.
But I believe I know I passed the course.
My flaw was I was late all the time. So I'm
you're late now to the show.
Yeah, oh, yeah I used to get in school suspension for being late.
You're late all the time. Yeah, you're late.
Well, so, you can never, a diva always comes in late, okay? We're not late. Everybody's just too early.
Well, I want to give you another song, so I need to get some more onto here. So the stark contrast that I drew from this is there's a stark contrast with economic opinions on both President Trump, President Biden, on where the country stands right now economically. And where it stood 4 years ago. And I believe that the famous question of, are you better now than you were 4 years ago, will implicably apply big time in November. Because each one has a separate opinion on what they think. And stats are stats. We can look at the unemployment numbers. We can look at the GDP. We can look at the interest rates. We can look at a lot of things, inflation. Mm-hmm. They specifically mentioned that groceries were a basic grocery package was
$120
was $100 and now it's $120.
And I'm like, no, that's kind of like I said, that's kind of false because it feels like $100 is really $200.
And they also had some stark issues on healthcare and that kind of stuff. But here's an interesting fact. To drive in there on this, okay?
Sure.
They try. President Biden tried to bait President Trump on the abortion issue.
Oh yeah.
And President Trump, to his credit, and I'll give credit to either side. To his credit, he said he would not touch the situation because the Supreme Court did just do an emergency relief for one state to have abortions, and they discussed incest and rape, but he was baiting him and trying to poke him in the corner as if he was personally responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, yes, the president appointed conservative justices, but the Senate confirmed them. Okay. And he doesn't decide what decisions they make, nor does he decide what cases they hear. So, I mean, I just feel that was probably trying to bait him into a corner.
Trump did say something about, like, you know, there's exceptions for incest,
exactly,
rape.
You have to have an ability for a conversation. Nothing in law, it's a lot of gray area. Mm-hmm. Not everything's black and white.
Right, right.
You know, like when you're singing a song, if you screw up a line, it's black and white.
Yeah.
You ruin the song. If we ruin a take of the show here, we have to redo it.
You don't have to ruin the song.
No, but I mean, if we ruin a take on the show, we got to start over. It's black and white.
Oh, yeah.
But other things are, they're not black and white. It's gray. The law is gray. There are, you know, there are loopholes. There are exceptions to the rule. But anyway, so there are also some stark foreign policy opinions that they are polar opposites. President Trump and President Biden.
Okay.
I did find fascinating, and this isn't in my notes, but it's in my memory, but I believe President Biden made a statement that he was the only president in recent time not to have any American soldier deaths on his watch. However, President Trump uniquely pointed this out, and I know that there were several deaths in Afghanistan on a botched, terrible withdrawal from Afghanistan. So that was a misstep on President Biden's part. I don't know if it's a direct lie, a misstep. I can't comment. I don't know. But he was not accurate. Americans died. People got left behind, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up, folks. People died. People got left behind. But anyway, that's enough of that. You know, there is...
I'm really trying to keep my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pick a side here. I'm giving you honest opinion.
I'm not picking a side. That's why I'm like, But, yeah. You know, certain facts.
I mean, bottom line, it raises critical questions to the leadership that we want in this country, the respect that we want from other countries around the world. Do we want our enemies, or maybe not direct enemies, but people that we have conflict with, do we want them aligning? North Korea and Russia right now have a pact to help each other. That didn't exist prior to President Biden. Now, I'm not saying Trump did anything great. I'm just saying that this is an alarming issue.
So they're teaming up?
Yes.
Oh,
we had an episode on that. So before we get into Sinati's call of action, I want to give you another song. Can we go to Bianca Cam?
Another song?
Yeah, you're going to do one more. What are you going to do?
One more.
Yeah, one more for the road. And then the national anthem, of course.
OMG. I thought it was going to be the one
song. I am doing it for you. Because we are pushing for this. We want this concert to go through. So we're trying to.
But then, you know, if I'm singing every song, you're
emceeing the benefit concert with me. You're going to sing
some
song.
You're singing?
No, I'm emceeing it with you. We're sponsoring the benefit concert, and you're hopefully going to sing some songs. And we want some of these artists in there. So what are you going to sing for us?
Let me see.
Something really powerful. I'm thinking. What about Jennifer Hudson?
Let me see.
Something really strong to send him off.
What about Bette Miller, Wind Beneath My Wings?
How about Memories?
Yeah, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Really? Yeah. I thought you really killed the memory song.
Yeah, and we had a lot
of votes. We had a lot of votes on that.
It's too long.
We had a lot of votes on it. We had a lot of votes. My show, I ruled. You know what? Judges rule. Judges rule. The Sinati organization. The network says we're doing it.
I don't want to do it.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Do what you want. I don't want to force you. You're a star. We don't want to tell you what to do.
Oh, let me see.
Do your thing. I hope that everybody's enjoying this special episode. You got a little bit of presidential and a little bit of music. And we're really hyping up this benefit concert. Check out the website. Subscribe to concierge membership to the Hostile Zone. You can do it right through the website of our network. And you could also subscribe to us on Facebook for 99 cents. You get exclusive one-on-one content, exclusive videos, even a phone conversation, autographed book, maybe some t-shirts, potential VIP tickets to events, and a whole bunch of other wonderful things. That is with Facebook subscription. I believe that's like 99 cents. Check it out. It's definitely worth it. You'll get some definitely one-on-one time. We're also on Minect. And, you know, so that's new. We're proud. We'll talk more about that. What are you going to do, Miss Bianca?
You know what? This is a song that I really like.
Have you done it before?
Special to me.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only Hope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. By Mandy Moore.
That's Moore. Another song. Wow, we would like to get her there too, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay. Are we good? Is it queued it up?
Yeah, it's queued up.
All right, and we're going up on this.
It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm awake in the evening cold, but you sing to me over and over and over again. So I lay my head back and I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I know you're my only hope. Sing to me the song of the stars. to me of the flag that you had for me over again. So I lay my head back down, and I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I know you're my only hope. I give you my destiny. I'm giving you all of me. I want your symphony singing in all that I am. At the top of my lungs, I'm giving it back. So I lay my head back down, and I lift my hands and pray to be
unbelievable, Miss Bianca. I don't know what to say. So we're running on a hard close here. That was a great song.
Thank
great
you.
Great song. Mandy Moore. That was from A Walk to Remember.
Yes.
Great
yes.
movie. Great movie.
Great movie.
So, folks, we're just going to keep it right on the star cam here. It's her show today. But
oh,
thank
boy.
You for joining me at the Hostile Zone. We're here every day. You can find us. Just go to your favorite location on the internet. Just go to Google, Bing, anywhere. Just type in The Hostile Zone. You're going to find this episode anywhere.
And text us at 917-877-0171.
Check us out on iHeartRadio. Check us out on TuneIn. Check us out on multiple FM stations and wherever else you might grab your podcast. We thank you. And I'm going to end it in a historical quote before Miss Bianca is going to take us away sure. with lovely, lovely honor patriotism. The ending quote is again from Abraham Lincoln. It is, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years that count. So, folks, what does that mean? It's not how long you've been around. It's how much you've done when you've been around. Great quote.
That is a great quote.
What a great quote. With that, you're going to take us away, Miss Bianca. Take it away.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
flag's not going anywhere. Miss Bianca. Nobody knows how to do that like you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Folks, thank you for coming around to House Style Zone. We're here 7 days a week, and we love it. We love it. We thank you every day. So with that,
use your voice. Tonight he hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone, because in Cincinnati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
That's right, folks. Love your country. Cincinnati hears you. Come back tomorrow.